Morning and happy Easter. Today is the day, is the morning that our Lord victoriously rose from the grave, conquering sin, death, and the devil forever. We'll follow our order of service printed out in the bulletin as we celebrate our Lord's resurrection, rejoicing during this service of how victorious he is over Satan, so victorious he could even descend into hell. Please rise for opening hymn, and may God bless our service here this morning. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Praise God in his sanctuary.
Praise him in his mighty heavens.
Praise him for his acts of power.
Praise him for his surpassing greatness.
Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet.
Praise him with the harp and lyre.
Praise him with tambourine and dancing. Praise him with the clash of cymbals.
Praise him with resounding cymbals.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Alleluia.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life. We humbly pray that we may live before you in righteousness and purity forever. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Our first lesson on this Easter morning, as we celebrate our Lord's victory over the devil by his resurrection from the grave, is taken from 1 Peter chapter 3. Indeed, it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good rather than for doing evil, because Christ also suffered once for sins in our place, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but was made alive in the Spirit, in which he also went and made an announcement to the spirits in prison. These spirits disobeyed long ago when God's patience was waiting in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In this ark, a few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water. And corresponding to that, baptism now saves you. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the guarantee of a good conscience before God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He went to heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the choir to come forward.
Thank you.
Please rise for the Holy Gospel. The Easter Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, according to St. John. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb. She saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she left and ran to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved. "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb," she told them, "and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out, heading for the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and got to the tomb first. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen cloth lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was following him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloth lying there. The cloth that had been on Jesus' head was not lying with the linen cloths, but was folded up in a separate place by itself. Then the other disciple, who arrived at the tomb first, also entered. He saw and believed. They still did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary stood outside facing the tomb, weeping. As she wept, she bent over, looking into the tomb. She saw two angels in white clothes sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and one at the feet. They asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She told them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." After she said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, though she did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Supposing he was the gardener, she replied, "Sir, if you have carried him off, tell me where you laid him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and replied in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus told her, "Do not continue to cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." She also told them the things he said to her. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated for the hymn of the day. Jesus lay in death's strong bands, for our offenses given. But now at God's right hand he stands and brings us life from heaven. Therefore let us joyful be and sing to God right thankfully loud songs of Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. No son of man could conquer death, such ruin sin had brought us. No innocence was found on earth, and therefore death had brought us into bondage from of old, and ever grew more strong and bold, and held us as its captive. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ Jesus, God's own Son, came down his people to deliver. Destroying sin, he took the crown from death's pale brow forever. Stripped of power, no more it reigns. An empty form alone remains. Its sting is lost forever. Alleluia, alleluia. It was a strange and dreadful strife when life and death contended. The victory remained with life. The reign of death was ended. Holy Scripture plainly saith that death is swallowed up by death. Disgraced it lies defeated. Alleluia, alleluia. Here the true Paschal Lamb we see, whom God so freely gave us. He died on the accursed tree, so strong his love to save us. See, his blood now marks our door. Faith points to it, death passes o'er, and Satan cannot harm us. Alleluia, alleluia. So let us keep the festival to which the Lord invites us. Christ is himself the joy of all, the sun that warms and lights us. Now his grace to us imparts, eternal sunshine to our hearts. The night of sin is ended. Alleluia, alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, dear fellow redeemed by the crucified and risen Savior. You say these words every single time you confess the Apostles' Creed. You say about Jesus, he descended into hell. And while the church for centuries has proclaimed those words, he descended into hell, perhaps no statement in the Apostles' Creed causes more confusion than that statement, he descended into hell. And I think there's a couple of reasons for that. First off, it's not a doctrine that's talked a lot about in Scripture. You have this section from 1 Peter 3 in one other place, and that's about it. Secondly, it defies our human logic. How in all the world could Jesus descend into hell after his resurrection and not suffer at all? But the reason I think that this doctrine is so misunderstood is because the devil hates this doctrine. The devil hates that Jesus descended into hell. For this doctrine, it shows how victorious Christ really is over the devil. And so the devil tries to cause all sorts of confusion about it, all so that you and I, all so that we don't realize what a loser the devil actually is. For in order to understand Christ's descent into hell, let's first go back to Good Friday when Jesus was on the cross. For when Jesus was on the cross, we're told that he gave up his spirit. When he died, he gave up his spirit. That means at his death, Jesus' body and soul separated. After all, that's our definition of death, right? It's the separation of body and soul. And when Jesus' body and soul separated on the cross, what happened? Well, his body was buried in the tomb with the stone rolled in front of it and the Roman guard watching over it. And his soul? It went into heaven. For just like at your death, your body and soul will separate, and your body will be buried into the ground while your soul goes up to heaven, so also the same thing happened with Jesus at his death. His body was buried in the ground, and his soul went up to heaven. But then early on Easter morning, his body and soul reunited. His soul came down from heaven and reunited with his body, giving it life, causing it to rise from the dead. And before he appeared to Mary Magdalene, or any of his disciples for that matter, what's the first thing that Jesus did after his body and soul reunited? The first thing Jesus did was he descended into hell. Body and soul, Jesus descended into hell. And he didn't descend into hell to suffer. Remember, he said on the cross, "It is finished. All suffering was done for your salvation." Instead, with his body and soul, he descended into hell, all so that he could make an announcement, as Peter says in our text, also that he could proclaim his victory in that horrible place. Can you imagine the reaction that the devil and his demons must have had to this? Can you imagine the devil's reaction when he saw the resurrected Christ standing right there proclaiming his victory? It's kind of fun to think about, right? I like to think about it in this way. It's really not the way it happened, but I like to think about it this way. I like to think about the devil and his demons planning a big party in hell. For after all, they thought their plan had worked. They thought they had put to death the Savior. They thought they had won, because if they put to death the Savior, well, then how in all the world could the Savior save his people? He's dead. He can't do anything. So I like to think of the devil and his demons maybe rejoicing, planning a celebration, maybe planning a big parade like the Chiefs had when they won the Super Bowl. And then all of a sudden, Jesus appears. With his body and soul risen from the dead, Jesus appears and stands before them. And when Jesus appears, the devil and his demons immediately freeze. Not only are they frozen in fear because they're in the presence of the Son of God himself, but they're also frozen in defeat. For at that moment, when they see Jesus' body and soul risen from the dead, they know they have lost. They know they are defeated, and they know that there is nothing they can do about it. It's why immediately when they see Jesus descending into hell, they stop and are frozen in fear and in defeat. And then as the devil and his demons are standing there frozen, Jesus, he opens up his mouth, And he makes that announcement. He makes that announcement so loudly and so clearly that every single thing in hell, every devil, every demon, all the unbelievers who are there, including those who disobeyed in the days of Noah, everyone in hell can hear this announcement. And what does Jesus say? He says, I won. I won. I've forgiven all sin. I've destroyed death. I've saved my people. I've won. And you, Lucifer, you, all your powers are taken away. And there is nothing you can do about it. I like to think of Jesus saying those words. And maybe as he's saying those words, he's even doing the loser dance from Fortnite. And then as they are sitting there in dead silence, listening to this announcement, when he proclaimed his resurrection, what could the devil and his demons do? Nothing. All they could do is just sit there and listen and acknowledge that Jesus is victorious. That's all they could do. In fact, maybe their knees even hit the ground and they had to bow down before them, as we're told the devil and his demons will do on the last day, when every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth will confess that Jesus is Lord. That's how big of a loser the devil is. Jesus could go down to his home turf in hell and proclaim his victory, and there was nothing the devil could do about it but just sit there and listen. Talk about being a big loser. And so do you see why the devil hates this doctrine of Christ's descent into hell? Do you see why he tries to cause all sorts of misunderstanding about it? For perhaps no doctrine in all of Scripture shows how victorious Jesus is and what a loser Satan is than the fact that Jesus descended into hell with his body and soul after his resurrection to proclaim his victory there. What a proclamation of victory that is. And so, my dear Christian friends, I pray that every time you recite the Apostles' Creed, as we will in just a few seconds when we remember our baptisms, I pray that every time you boldly and confidently can declare that Jesus descended into hell. For since you have been baptized into Jesus, since you have been baptized into his death and into his resurrection, that means you are now connected with Jesus. You are connected with the one who rose from the dead, the one who crushed Satan's head, the one who descended into hell and proclaimed his victory there. That's who you're united to. You're united to Jesus. And therefore, since you are united to Jesus, every single time in the creed that you proclaim, Jesus descended into hell, not only are you proclaiming what a loser the devil is, not only are you proclaiming how victorious your Savior is, but since you have been united to Jesus through baptism, when you confess Jesus descended into hell, you are also confessing how victorious you are over the devil, a victory that you have right now, and a victory that you will enjoy for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please rise as we remember our baptisms, rejoicing how we are connected to our Lord's death and resurrection. On this most holy morning, the church recalls our Lord's resurrection from the dead. It rejoices in the gospel comfort, which includes the comfort of holy baptism. For the Apostle Paul wrote, all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. Again, Paul wrote, all of you who were baptized into Christ Jesus have clothed yourself with Christ. In holy baptism, God takes away our sin and gives us new life. We reject the devil and confess that we believe in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so I ask you, do you reject the devil along with all his lies and empty promises? Yes, I reject the devil. Do you believe in God the Father Almighty? Yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Is it your sincere prayer and desire to remain faithful to the Lord Jesus, to value the word and sacraments, and to live a life that pleases God? Yes, and I ask God to help me. May the eternal God, who saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, bless you and keep you to everlasting life. Amen. You may be seated as we sing the hymn. rise. To begin the service of the sacrament where we receive our Lord's risen body and blood to give us life. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good and right that we should at all times and in all places give you thanks, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who by his willing sacrifice on the cross took away the sins of the world, and by his glorious resurrection restored everlasting life. Therefore, with all the saints on earth and host of heaven, we praise your holy name and join in their most glorious song. Blessed are you, O Lord of heaven and earth. We praise and thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And we remember the great acts of love through which he has ransomed us from sin, death, and the devil's power. By his incarnation, he became one with us. By his perfect life, he fulfilled your holy will. By his innocent death, he overcame hell. By his rising from the grave, he opened up heaven. And so, invited by your grace and instructed by your word, we approach your table with repentant and joyful hearts. Strengthen us through Christ's body and blood, and preserve us in the true faith until we feast with him and all his ransomed people in glory everlasting. Amen. We join in the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me." And the peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Thank you.
drink. This is the true blood of your risen Lord, which was shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of your risen Lord, which was shed for you for the remission of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of your risen Lord, which was given for you. Now may that true body and true blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus, which he took back on Easter, strengthen you and keep you in the one true faith all your life. Heart and peace, you are victorious over the devil, and all your sins are forgiven. Amen. Please rise as we'll continue on the very bottom of page 18. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
His mercy endures forever.
And whenever we eat this bread and drink this cup,
we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
We give thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us with this saving gift. We pray that through it, you will strengthen our faith in you and increase our love for one another. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with his favor and give you peace. Amen. Please remain standing as we sing our final hymn. You may be seated. Good morning and a happy Easter to all of you. Glad that you could be here early on this morning to celebrate our Lord's resurrection from the grave. There is no greater day in all the year than to celebrate our Lord's victory, a victory over death, and even a victory over the devil, as we heard. What a comfort it is that our Lord descended into hell and proclaimed his resurrection victory there. A couple of announcements. First off, we do have another Easter service today at 9:30. It's our festival service, a lot more hymns that we are singing. We're going to be focusing on Job and the certainty of life that we all have, no matter what struggles we may face. So I hope that you can come back for that at 9:30. The kids are singing a song then. Choir will be singing as well, so please hope you can come back for it. In addition, we do have our breakfast that I think is going to be somewhat ready there. I know they're working hard on it. There might be a little more food coming, but we do have crisp cakes, providing some sausages and some pancakes back there. And there might be some more food coming as well. But what we are going to do, the request that's been made, is that we have our prayer for our meal right now in here. And that way, when you get out, you can go right into line. I'm sure there's some other stuff that's going to be there, but if you want to get your crisp cake pancake right away, you can get that right away, I believe. So why don't we have our prayer for our meal? Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we praise and thank you for rising victoriously from the grave on Easter and giving us life, life that will never end. Remind us day after day, year after year, that no matter what struggles we may face, we are alive and will live in perfect peace and joy with you forever. Comfort us today, especially as we think of our loved ones who are in heaven, and allow us to celebrate with them with the life that they are fully experiencing. But until we experience that life in heaven, we pray that you bless our life here on earth. And one of the ways that you do that is by sustaining us through the food that we are about ready to receive. And so we ask that you bless this food and allow this food to sustain our life, that we may give glory to you in everything we think and do and say. And so we give you thanks for this food that we are about ready to receive. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Amen. I'm sure there'll be some instructions when you get out there, but Lord's richest blessings to each and every one of you as you celebrate your Lord's resurrection.